When I took my first coaching class in the summer of 2021, I thought it sounded interesting and like something I might want to pursue, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it professionally. I figured, you know, even if I don't continue this as a profession, my family will benefit as I learn to be a better listener. Well, as you can probably guess by now, I fell in love with coaching. I love creating a safe space for clients to process their situation. I love helping them rediscover their dreams and passions. And I really love watching that light bulb go off when they realize what's keeping them stuck and then partnering with them to help them achieve their dreams. And my family has definitely benefited. As I have continued to improve my coaching skills, I've learned 6 questions that can have a profound impact on your thinking. I ask myself these questions when I'm struggling through something, and I ask them of my daughters and my husband too. These questions provide a safe, non-judgmental space to think through situations, emotions, and decisions. You'll notice that all of the questions have something in common. They begin with what, and this is very intentional. Questions that begin with why tend to provoke a defensive response, and questions that begin with how usually prompts an explanation. On the other hand, questions that begin with what allow space for exploration and possibilities. Even if you don't remember these 6 questions that we're talking about today, try to think about that. Try to rephrase the questions that you ask and have them start with what. This takes a lot of intentional practice when you first start doing it because we naturally gravitate towards why and how. As you do it, though, it becomes a little easier and you'll find yourself asking more what questions before you even realize it. So let's dive into the 6 questions that can change your life. The first one is, what is prompting me to think about this? What is, if you're talking with somebody else, you might be asking, what is prompting them to tell me this? There's a reason that whatever they're telling you is on their mind. Sometimes my daughters or my clients will be telling me a story, and I'm initially thinking, I don't know how this relates because this is really not what they came in saying they wanted to talk about. But for them, there is a reason. There's a connection that they're bringing this up. I usually don't ask this question out loud. It's more of a consideration that I keep in mind to help me think about what is important to them. Why are they telling me this story? And how does it relate to their bigger question? You can ask somebody else this question if that seems like it would be helpful, but I usually will ask it later on in the conversation if I am still struggling with where is this conversation going. And I will often ask myself this question, why am I thinking about this? How did this come up in this context? The second question is, what does that mean to you? We all have a different frame of reference because we have different life experiences, different beliefs, different educational backgrounds. What a word, a situation, or a feeling means to me is different than what it means to somebody else. So it's important to not make assumptions about what you think someone else thinks that means. Sometimes they may not know what it means either. They may not have stopped long enough to even ponder what they mean when they say that word or phrase. There have been times I have asked my daughters and clients, what do you mean by that? Or what does that look like for you? And they really pause and have to think, what do I mean by that? But getting clear on the meaning lessens confusion. It lessens the assumptions that we've made. I many times am so glad that I have asked that question because what I was thinking is not at all what the other person was thinking. The third question is, what do you think about that? Again, we often don't slow down long enough to even consider what we think about various options or decisions or actions or emotions. And simply asking the question, what do you think about that, forces us to slow down and consider our real thoughts about the matter. And this would be a good place to take a pause and remind you that silence is okay. When you're asking questions that somebody may not have considered their answers to before, they may need some time to mentally process and think about that. So it's okay for you to sit in silence. It's okay for you to embrace the time that they need to process. Don't rush them through this. It's uncomfortable, but the more you practice it, the more you can lean into it. The fourth question is, what is important to you about that? I have been surprised by my answer and other people's answer to this question. The reason that something is important can determine a lot about how you think about a situation, about the action that you take. Don't rush this step. You really might need to explore a lot deeper than surface level to figure out what's important. Why is this coming up now? How does this play into everything else that is happening? And you notice, even as I said that, I realized I used how. So instead of saying, how is this playing in, might be, what impact is this having on what's going on right now for you? The fifth question is, what might you need to address? This question can be challenging, especially when you are talking with your children, because it acknowledges that you, if you're asking this of yourself or whomever you're talking with, knows some of the issues and circumstances surrounding the situation, but they still might need to explore and uncover these areas they need to address. But it's allowing them to take responsibility and ownership of the situation. It's taking control out of your hands if you're talking to someone else. You still might end up providing some direction. You might provide some advice if they ask for it. But starting with them can often be a shortcut to the end result, because they may know what they need to start looking at first. They may not have stopped long enough to consider that. They may not have wanted to admit that to themselves, but when you actually start having the conversation, it may come up, oh yeah, actually I know where we need to go first with this. The sixth question is, what can I do to support you? All too often, our tendency is to rush to help someone solve a problem. And I assume that I know what they need me to do, but I've learned to ask if my children want help. And if so, what kind of help? How can I help them? Do they want me to be involved or just providing a little bit of accountability with touch points? Sometimes they don't want help and I have to bite my tongue and trust them. When I'm asking the question, what can I do to support you? And they say nothing, that is their choice. Especially if you're dealing with teenagers. If you have younger children, of course you're going to get involved a little more, but we're talking about children and adults and yourself as you're thinking about these. But other times they know exactly how they want me to help. And when I know what I can do, how often I need to do it, then that allows me to stay in my lane and provide the accountability and the support instead of overstepping the bounds. If they have no idea, we might need to brainstorm what assistance would be helpful. It might be my help, or it might be somebody else or some tool that they have. This actually can be used at any point in the conversation. Sometimes I'll ask this question early on with my daughters, and I might say, what do you want from me right now? I especially do this if they're really emotional, because sometimes they just want me to listen. Sometimes they want my advice. So if my daughter calls and she starts in on a tirade, I will actually stop and say, hang on, what do you want from me right now? And that is allowing her to take ownership of the conversation and to be able to say, I just need to vent, or I'm calling for advice, but I need to vent first. If I ask this at the end of a conversation, I might ask what support they need, like accountability or assistance or advice. And again, by asking them what they want from me or what support they need in general, they are in control of the situation and they can choose how we interact. I'll ask this of myself too. What support do I need to put in place to take my next step forward? These questions may feel challenging when you first start using them. I often had to write them down on a sticky note to be reminded to use them. But the more I use them in coaching calls and my daily life, the easier it is. I may not use all of them in the same conversation, but it becomes second nature and a part of my vocabulary, and I can use them as they are appropriate. I'd love to hear from you about how it's going as you begin to implement these questions in your life, as you're coaching yourself, or as you are having conversations with others. You can email me at crystal@crystalwagner.net and let me know, or you can find me on Instagram at Crystal J. Wagner and send me a direct message. I want to close by wrapping up those six questions for you, and I'll put them in the show notes also so you could go screenshot them. Those questions are, what is prompting me to think about this? Or what is prompting someone else to tell me this? Number two, what does that mean to you? Number three, what do you think about that? Number four, what is important about that? Number five, what might you need to address? And number six, what can I do to support you? Until next time, remember that your story is not finished. You may be wrapping up this chapter, but your next chapter is just beginning. These six questions can help you as you're taking a step towards your next chapter. Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.